This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Two career U.S. diplomats on Wednesday are telling the impeachment inquiry targeting President Trump that the president held a deeply negative view of Ukraine as a corrupt country. Catherine Croft was working as a Ukraine specialist on the National Security Council at the White House. She said she received multiple unexplained calls from Robert Livingston, a former U.S. Republican lawmaker turned lobbyist, telling her that the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine should be fired. On Tuesday, U.S. Army officer Alexander Vindman, a member of the White House National Security Staff, said he alerted his superiors because he was so concerned when Mr. Trump urged Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. Some Republicans have voiced anger over those comments. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was in full uniform with decorations including a combat infantry badge and a Purple Heart after being wounded in Iraq. He came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are trying to discredit him. Former GOP Congressman Sean Duffy appeared to question Vindman's loyalty on CNN by saying he has an affinity for Ukraine. Number three House Republican Liz Cheney says enough.
We need to show that we are better than that as a nation.
And while the GOP may not agree with Vindman, criticizing his patriotism is shameful.
We're talking about decorated veterans who have served this nation, who have put their lives on the line.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Reports from the Iraqi city of Karbala say gunmen opened fire on anti-government protesters overnight, killing 18 and wounding hundreds. Some witnesses say the attackers were Iraqi security personnel, though that has not been confirmed. One report puts the number of wounded at well over 800. Karbala's governor denies anyone was killed. This is VOA News.